So, welcome to Simply Disciples Podcast. This is going to be the first episode of hopefully many. Today I've got Jeremiah to my right. He's the guest today. Maybe eventually being a co-host. So, thank you, Jeremiah, for coming on to the podcast, joining me in what has been on my heart for a long time.
Dude, I'll do it.
So, what I want to open up with, what we're both going to open up with, is sharing our testimony, just a 3 to 5 minute testimony, and a verse that's helped us get through this time in our life, that we have followed Jesus, of course. Me personally, I come from a place of foster care. I've shared this with Jeremiah. We've lived together for, 2.5 weeks now?
Yeah, something around there.
So it's pretty fresh, but we're getting into it pretty quick. I come from a place of foster care. I fell into addiction, homelessness, hopelessness. You know, I hit a massive rock bottom, and Jesus absolutely changed my life. You know, one day I was doing some mushrooms. I was having a really bad trip, and every time I closed my eyes, I knew that I was going to hell. I think that I've shared that with you before.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I saw any sort of demons or fire. All I saw was darkness, which is actually what the Bible describes the grave as. And the part of that being, I just knew where I was going, scared me more than anything. So me being who I was, I thought that mushrooms would give me the answer. So I did mushrooms again the next day, and I was like, this will help me figure it out. And then I watched a video about reincarnation, and then I had a moment that I defined as just reaching up to heaven and heaven reaching down to me. And I was like, God's real, God's real, God's real. You know,
yeah.
I woke up my buddy like 4 a.m. He's already Christian. I'm like, dude, God's real. Watch this video, man. And he just fell back asleep. Yeah. But Jesus has absolutely changed my life. And one of the verses that has got me through my time being who I am is Galatians 6:9. Mm. Do not get tired of doing what is good, for at the right time we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Do not grow weary of doing what is good. What does that look like for me? No matter what comes my way. First of all, don't give up has so much power in it, just secularly, just worldly. People say don't give up all the time. But when you're a Christian, you endure so much hardship. You endure a lot of challenges. You endure a whole lot of temptation. And doing good, repaying evil for evil, is not the right thing to do. So rather, give a blessing to all the evil that is trying to impact you and influence you. And don't forget who you serve. Jeremiah, share your testimony and a verse that's helped you out.
Well, my name is Jeremiah. I'm from Southern California. A little bit about me, my little testimony. It's a little different. So I grew up in a good Christian household, you know. Well, my dad was a devout Christian. But my three brothers, not really. Knew about Jesus. Knew that he was the way, the truth, you know, the life, all that stuff. But it wasn't until late of August 2022, this girl that liked me, I did not like her, invited me to church. Just was like super convicted because I grew up in the church, and you know, God just was like, boom, like I don't know what it was like conviction. And I went to church. It was early September. I got saved. Went home, read Revelation. Was a pretty scary book at the time, you know. Was good for like 3 days, and then went lukewarm for 3 months, and then this mid-December came of 2022, I'm like, I'm gonna start taking this thing seriously, you know. I'm gonna start walking on my faith. And so I started walking on my faith, you know, reading the Bible, praying, you know, trying to stay in the church, and, you know, and started to get stagnant, really, 2 months into of 2023, in like February, started to get stagnant. My best friend, Isaiah, no offense to you, Ryan.
it's
my
good.
Best friend, Isaiah, invited me. Out here, we're playing a game called Fortnite together on PlayStation. And he was on fire for God. I was not. Towards the end of our conversation, he's like, you should come out here to Tennessee. I'm a Southern California still, you know, being lazy on my couch, playing video games all the time, stagnant, about, you know, thinking about leaving the faith. And he's like, you should think about coming out here. And I was like, I got convicted, bro. Like, I was like, God wants me to come out here. So I said yes. You know, super hard even coming out here because the enemy actually was trying to like keep me in California because my flight got canceled, bro. Like, it was crazy. Like, my flight actually got canceled. I was thinking about going back in when I was in Las Vegas, you know, it was like 6 hours drive away. But came out to here, Tennessee, in late March, early April, was at this discipleship rehab ministry called NCIC New Creations in Christ. It's like 30 minutes away. Was there for a month and 3 weeks before one of the pastors got invited to be a like counselor for a camp that is being held where we are currently. We're at Longview Ranch in East Tennessee. Search it up, spiritual place. So yeah, needing two counselors, me and Isaiah, my best friend who invited me out here, came out here. And 2 days into the retreat, little camp, we got invited to be counselors for summer staff. I said yes. And I've been at Longview since late May, early June of last year. Took a month off in August. I'm now doing a year-long internship, you know, biblical discipleship, leadership development since September 1st of 2023. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
What is a verse that has helped you through this time walking with Jesus?
Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, my name is Jeremiah, right? So, check me out. No, check God out, really.
Yeah, check God out.
So, Jeremiah 29:11. Oof. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
That's a good one.
Many, many times, you know, bro, I'm just like, I like struggle. I question. I doubt God. I have these questions, right? But it tells me right here that God's plan for me is for welfare. It's to give me a future and a hope. And that might not look like how I want it, but ultimately, God is doing it for my good and for His glory. I'm not going to always be able to understand it. And so that's why I just need to have faith and trust in His plan that it is good and that I can rest in it. So it's been a verse in my life, just like resting in God's plan and not my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like enduring, you know, through the trials and suffering, counting joy, just remaining steadfast, you know,
mm-hmm.
in His plan, trusting that He's working all things out for my good and for His glory.
Well, thank you for giving a little bit of your testimony, Jeremiah. Great verses. So, something that me and Jeremiah have in common, he mentioned NCIC, and we're here at Longview Ranch. I'm actually in the summer staff counselor summer camp position right now, so we're looking forward to summer camp coming soon. And we came from NCIC where we originally became disciples, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
Where we originally were getting discipled.
Yeah.
So this is just what we do. We're just disciples of Jesus.
Mm.
Simply disciples of Jesus, hinting the name of this podcast.
Yeah.
What does simply disciples mean? Like, why do we call this podcast simply disciples? Me and Jeremiah got a little bit to expand on that. And what I've got to say about simply, the simply part of the title, is being merely and solely just that, like only. Is what merely and solely means. Merely specifically means just and only, and then solely means only. And then out of the Eastern Bible Dictionary, disciples defines principally followers of Jesus Christ. A disciple of Jesus is one who, one, believes His doctrine, two, rests on His sacrifice, three, imbibes or absorbs His spirit, and then four, imitates His example to our best ability through Him. What do you got to say about simply disciples?
So, simply disciples, simply being a disciple, this is what we are. We're plainly or artlessly, you know, without eloquence, you know, just like, not without persuasive speech, being a learner or a pupil, like, under the authority and teachings of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like believing His doctrine, resting in His sacrifice, and like absorbing, imbibing His spirit, and the last one, whatever it was. But but just like, we're not going to be this super just these super, oh, like super eloquent teachers, preachers. We are just going to simply teach you what we have been taught according to the Word of God. See, that's a little bit about love. Simply disciples, plainly, artlessly, non-eloquently, without persuasive speech, being a learner under the authority and teachings of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just a little bit about being simply a disciple.
Something that has that we've came across recently and helps understand the meaning of discipleship, actually the headline of this verse I'm about to read is the meaning of discipleship. And it comes out of Matthew 10, verse 24, and it says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master." Who is our teacher and who is our master? Well, of course, that's Jesus. Jesus is God, obviously. And we can't place ourselves above that. What does that look like? Pride, something that everybody deals with.
Yeah.
And certain people deal with it more than others. So remembering that you just got to learn. It's just a daily walk. That's why they call it a walk. You got to walk with Jesus by your side, to your right, to your left, all that stuff.
Yeah. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, man. That's why they call it a walk. Walk with God, not run with God.
Being a disciple has helped me so much in my life. You know, I was so dead to my sin. Like, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, I believe, where it says, "According to the past, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, according to the prince of power of the air, to the sons of disobedience. But now God has walked with you, saved you, even in your wrongdoings." He saved you from your debt, even in your wrongdoing, by faith. By grace, you have been saved. God's grace is such a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is such a wonderful thing. Why did I close my book? I don't know. But so
we're new.
Yeah. This is fresh, and it's just something that's been on my heart a long time, this podcast, and I had the courage to invite Jeremiah to it, and hopefully we could do more with it. You know, we're just trying to share the love of Jesus to you through these little types of things. Sharing with you what we do, what has changed our lives. Where I was doing cocaine and I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, Jesus has brought me out of such a deep pit. And even though Jeremiah, you don't have, I guess you could say, as strong of a testimony, but your testimony is just as impactful simply because once you were lost and now you are found.
Amen.
You were dead and now you're alive, but you can't be alive. You can't live the life that you're supposed to live without Jesus.
Yeah.
So, a work verse. What does your work verse look like, Jeremiah?
Work verse comes from Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Many of you guys probably heard of it. Give me a second. Sorry. I'm not like a Bible guru or anything. So Matthew 28, 19 through 20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So, like, first of all, we're simply disciples trying to make disciples. We're doing this out of obedience to what God has called us to do in all areas of our life, not just in this podcast, but in our everyday life, to make disciples, to teach others, to be an example to others of Jesus, just like, yes. And, yeah, verse 20, "teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." So, whatever Jesus teaches us, whatever he says in his word, we go by that, we go by what he says, and then we teach it to others. We hope that this will be a blessing to you guys, and that as we go deeper into our studies of God's word, that y'all will be changed eternally, because I can speak from experience, it is, he is the best thing ever. He's the best person ever.
Yes and amen. And that's just another way of saying living and teaching his example, making disciples that you said. Gotta live and lead by his examples. Which is actually something we're being taught here at Longview. More so him than me, because he's in an internship that I'm about to join coming here in a few months.
Yeah.
So my work verse, I stumbled upon it about a month ago. One thing about me is that I evangelize. I preach anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere that I see a person that's lost, anywhere I see a person that's found, I'll let them know a little bit more about Jesus. I'll plant another seed in their heart. Maybe it'll give them some it's all about leaving that 99 for the one.
Yeah.
And something about this podcast is we don't care how many people view it. As long as one person can get something out of it, that's all that it matters.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
My work verse being 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. But as for you, you self-restraint in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. What is my ministry? What is our ministry? To share. What does ministry even mean? It means to give to God. So we're giving to God, we're giving to his kingdom, we're serving his kingdom by doing this very thing right here, spreading his word. And that's helped me a whole lot because it, one of the things it points out is specifically evangelist, evangelize, do that work. But it doesn't say that it's going to come easy. It says use self-restraint, endure hardship. It's really cool how that goes together. It's like a path. Just so that you can hear us. Alright. So, why don't you open up what our mission is, Jeremiah?
So, our mission, the reason why we are doing this podcast, Simply Disciples, our mission is to make disciples by sharing the love of Jesus through his word. We want to make disciples, and the only way that we can make disciples is by sharing his love. And his love is best demonstrated through his word and the gospel, really.
Mm-hmm.
That he came down to this earth, the perfect and sinless life that you and I can never live.
Mm-hmm.
Took sin on him. Like, he took our sin on him. He died on the cross for our sins. But he didn't just stay dead. He rose from the dead 3 days later, conquering sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
So that all those that believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord will be saved. So that's our mission, is to share the love of Jesus. Let's through his word, make disciples. You know,
just thank you, Jesus. Yes and amen. No, so we got mission, vision, and values. Let me go over our vision. So our mission, like Jeremiah said, is to make disciples by sharing the love of Jesus through his word. We want to live according to this, and we want to share according to this, not our own words, but God's word.
Amen.
For our vision, we want to see God change lives eternally. Yes. We probably won't see most of you guys physically. If we do, praise the Lord. But one thing we want to see, if we see you, if we don't see you, is fruit. We want to see God change your life. And most of all, because we all hopefully will be there, is we want to see you in heaven. We want to see as many people as we can in heaven. The Bible commands us, which we were talking about earlier, live according to his commandments, to store up your treasures in heaven. What does that mean? Bring people home. When I was getting saved, when I got saved, I lifted my head up and I just remember thinking that stuck with me to this day. People got to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've carried that with is just, we got to bring people home, baby. And it's,
bro, you're speaking about home, bro. Like, God created us to be with him. He created us to life. You look in Genesis, right? He created Adam and Eve. He created us to be with him. Like, the best thing ever, to be with him, just to be with him. You know, then of course, I'm out of sin. Now we're separated from God. But yeah, we want to bring people home. We want to bring people home. We want to bring people to be with him in heaven. You know, heaven is an amazing place, but really it's about being with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we want people to know Jesus, because knowing Jesus is the most important and the most important thing in his life.
Yeah, that's really good. You said knowing Jesus is the most important thing, and you also said being with him. And that reminds me of Matthew 3:14, which we actually went over last night with a buddy of ours. And Matthew 3:14 says, and he appointed 12 his disciples, so that they would be with him, and that he could send them out to preach. The most important thing about being a disciple is just being with Jesus. What we were saying earlier, walk it out. With him by your side, both sides in front of you. Let him lead that. And then he will send you out to do those things. I will send you out to go cast demons out in the name of Jesus. I will send you out to preach. I will send you out to evangelize. I couldn't evangelize if it weren't for me meeting Jesus.
So, yeah.
That's really good. If it weren't for me meeting Jesus, I'd be such a terrible person. And without surrounding myself by people bearing his image, people that have also met him, I would just be doing crazy stuff. You know, the Bible calls us to fellowship, and that's a really important part. Why don't you go over our values?
So our values, you know, number one, the gospel, because the gospel is what changes lives. The story of God's redeeming work through the cross is what saves lives. Secondly, faith, putting your faith and trust in that gospel and just really holding fast to what he has done for us, for you. And also, number three, as Ryan was talking about, the fruit. We hope that as we make disciples, as we are being discipled and we make disciples, that you on the other side of the screen, that we also bear fruit. You know, that through abiding with Jesus, that through being with him, we will bear fruit. And then it's like a whole, you know, circle. And then we bear fruit. And then we go and share with others. And then others know Jesus and they bear fruit. And then go make disciples of others. So it's make disciples that make disciples, and you go make disciples, and that person will make disciples.
And it's really cool because the gospel is what brought us to know Jesus to begin with. Why would we believe in the gospel? Faith. That's why that's both of our values. We want to believe in the gospel. We can't believe in the gospel if we don't have faith. Faith we must receive will move mountains. I believe it says in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is a proof of the things hoped for, a certainty of the things not seen, or something according to that. Let's just turn to it real quick.
Yeah. I like that, man.
Let's see what the Lord has to say.
What you got, guys? All right.
Let's read it out of both translations.
Sorry, but
I'll go first. Yeah, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is a certainty of things hoped for, a proof of the things not seen. And we'll let Jeremiah get there. What does yours say?
I'm here. Mine says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
So yeah, that's really insightful. So now that you know what faith is, and Jeremiah went over the fruit, that's kind of just along with our vision. Not our vision. Well, yes, our vision, but our mission to make disciples, to see God change your lives.
Yeah.
Even though, like I said, we won't see you in person. We might see you in person. Praise the Lord. We want to see you in heaven. We want to know that changed you and impacted you and brought you home for eternity. Rather than know, or not even know, because the Bible says that there will be no sorrows in heaven. We'd just much rather see you with us, having a great time shooting hoops with Jesus or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, amen.
So that was our outline. I feel like for some reason, God wants me to share James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. I don't know why, but we're going to go with it because that's what the Lord told me to do. So, James chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on, let's stop right there. Bond servant. In order to teach, James had to be taught. Okay? He had to be a servant of him. He had to be a disciple of him. Who was James even? The brother of Jesus. So, James, a bond servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that it may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, it will be given to him. Let's go with verse 6 too. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. So, like I said, I don't know why the Lord told me to do that, but you got to be obedient. Again, being a disciple, following him, listening to him, being with him. And that's really all that we've got outlined. Do you got anything to say before we close out?
Talk about the gospel that changes lives. So many of you guys on the other side of the screen who do not know Jesus, mm-hmm. have any sort of questions, anything, first of all, if you do not know Jesus, I just pray and I just want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in Jesus and what he has done for you on the cross, resurrected from the dead, because you can, oh man, you can live for eternity, and you will live for eternity, and whether it's in separation from God or it's with him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but also if you have any questions, you can reach out to us, whether commenting on this video, you know, we'll actually leave our socials in the description.
Yeah, for sure.
We weren't going to do that, but we're going to do that. But if you have any questions, just let us know. You want to know something, just ask us. We'll try our best to give you what God says. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. And just to close out, hopefully sooner rather than later, me and Jeremiah are currently studying 1 John chapter 1.
Yeah.
And the goal of this podcast is going to be just going through a book, one chapter at a time, one chapter per episode, just going by verse by verse, sharing the doctrine, how that has taught us, what that has taught us, what that can teach others, and what we think about it, if that needs to be expanded on. Because it ain't about us. It ain't about what we got to say or how it necessarily makes us feel or, but it's God's word, as we went over. We don't want it to be our words. We want it to be God's word, what we are reading out of. We want it to be for everybody, not just to us. Although we are going to be learning out of this as well, you guys are going to be learning with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is really all that we've got today. I appreciate you guys for watching. I'm not going to ask you to subscribe, but if you want to, go ahead. I ain't going to stop you. It ain't about the subscribers. It's about that one person.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah. I could have a million subscribers, which won't happen probably. But I hope that you got something from this. That's what we prayed for. Just to reach out to one person. Share this if you want to. Let other people know that we are simply disciples and what you got from it and how it could maybe impact them.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining. Peace.